Well, Cookie, first of all, it's taken you players quite a long time to come out of the dressing room there, whereas the manager was out very quickly. Has there been some sort of player-led inquest down there? What's been going on?
Yeah, well, I've got to be honest, Chris, is that there has to be something. It was these performances, you know, that have been produced all year round, and got six cup finals left, and something had to be said. We have to do something soon because it was embarrassing. And to lose 4-1 at home, you look at the games that we've lost at home, Watford, away at West Ham today, 4 goals again. It's just embarrassing.
Who's been at the forefront? Who provokes that discussion down there in the dressing room?
It was an open one, you know. It was one that you need players to step up. We're not stepping up on the pitch. We're maybe doing too much talking, but we can only ask. Obviously, in the media, you have to answer the questions that are being asked, and in house, you have to have a few home truths. And obviously, what was said will stay behind those doors, and we just have to have a response. We've got a huge game on Saturday, and we don't look like a team that's fighting for our Premier League life.
Two games in a row here, Cookie, at home, you found yourself 2-0 down, and the manager has said that you haven't really recovered from conceding the first goal in either of those games. So what does that say, about the mental strength of where this team is at the moment?
I wouldn't say mental strength. I think confidence is a massive thing in this game. And when you concede 5 minutes into a game and then you concede, I don't know what minute the second one was, it's extremely difficult, you know. I don't know what else I can say to you. It's nowhere near good enough. We've been saying this for a long time now, and we're not producing. Every time we go into a game, we feel confident. And apart from Wolves, we're after 12 minutes or 14 minutes or 5 minutes today, we're heads down and we look like we've lost the game already.
A lot of talk, of course, previously about the creativity going forward and not working the goalkeeper. And again, that would be the case today. But you hit the bar, you hit the post. Did you feel there was at least offering some sort of return to the creative side that we know you've got?
Yeah, you could say that. But and then we looked so open as a team, it was frightening. Every time we gave the ball away, they looked like scoring and more or less did. So the balance has got to be right. Away at Wolves, we looked more solid. We only give up one chance, but obviously they scored. And we didn't look like scoring today. We looked like scoring and conceded 4, and it could have been more. So we have to find a balance. We have to find it extremely quick. We have to be a lot more harder to beat and stay in games for longer.
Is there a togetherness in that dressing room that will get you through this? Those honest discussions you talk about, is that binding you together as a unit?
I hope so. It has to. Like I say, we've got 6 cup finals now. If the belief disappears that we can stay up, then we haven't got any chance. So the words that got said, players stepped up and spoke. It's all well and good doing it. We have to do it on the pitch. We're men in there. We played like kids today. We have to start, obviously, tomorrow. We need to demand more. We need to accept where we're at and still believe that we can stay in this league.